Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So, keeping it topical, we're joined now by Bronwyn Williams, who is a trends analyst, and we're going to be chatting about this bizarre new clothing which changes colors. Bronwyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Bronwyn, I don't think it should be that unexpected that we now have color-changing clothing, considering the world we live in. Tell us a little bit more about this trend.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's new to consumers, but it's not particularly new to the military. They've been using this for years, I think actually since around about 2010, 2012. They use it to make sort of like chameleon-like camouflage clothing for obviously for soldiers active on war fronts, and also do interesting things like being able to pick up when there's chemical weapons agents in the air, right? So that's then you start to see that this sort of thing makes a lot of sense. And what we're talking about here really is much more sophisticated materials than sort of lights up Christmas sweaters that perhaps most of us will be familiar with that we've also had for a very long time. I think this is sort of 1950s and 60s, people putting wires and lights into their jerseys to light up. But this is talking about much more sophisticated technology that uses chemistry and of course, you know, like physics, like using electrical currents to actually create fabrics that change and adapt to the world around them. So whether that is changing due to whether things are getting hotter or cooler, or whether it's because there's some sort of chemical in the atmosphere, as I said, for picking up like chemical agents or military applications, or just for fashionable reasons. So again, we can even start to see if we remember those mood rings we used to have in the 80s and 90s that sort of change based on your body temperature, and you pick up kind of like your mood too, I suppose, if you're into that sort of thing. So that's what we're really looking at here, which is quite fun, but obviously quite expensive. This is hardly going to fall into your sort of fast fashion, pick up a quick cheap t-shirt from Mr. Price kind of category.
More for the kids or for everyone?
More for everyone. In fact, the sort of way it's being sold right now is, again, because it's going to be quite expensive, because it does have applications that will actually reflect changes based on your body or based on the atmosphere. The sort of brands that are interested in this are particularly those around the fitness industry. Obviously, we know fitness is huge and athleisure wear is quite a big category. And people love things like smartwatches and biohacking and body tracking and any sort of way that can tell you more about your body's health and performance. So you're seeing sort of like athleisure sure sort of brands starting to adopt this technology to help with fitness. So when your t-shirts or when your gym wear changes color, it means your heart rate has got up to a certain point that you're actually burning the calories that you want to burn, for example, and that sort of thing.
Wow. I didn't actually think about that. I was just thinking straight fashion, but there's so many different applications for it. And when you started the insert by chatting about the military and the camo and how the camo changes, we were told very strict instructions. Soldier 2000, which was our camo introduced just after 2000, we weren't allowed to iron it because it would ruin some of the capabilities that it came with. But I never thought to myself about the sports application, and that is brilliant because you'll be able to see, obviously that ties in with the temperature of the body.
Yeah, exactly. So when your heart rate or when your body temperature, core temperature increases a certain amount, then the fabric will be able to change colors. So yeah, it's obviously lots of applications, and it's up to designers to think of creative ways to use this that go beyond mere aesthetics. I mean, obviously aesthetics is quite fun, and there's lots of ways we can do this to make an impression on red carpets or to just impress your friends, although again, it's not cheap technology, but for very practical applications, it makes a lot of sense. Other ways you've seen this in the medics, for example, so alerting nurses and doctors to when bandages, for example, need to be changed, because obviously you can pick up what's going on in terms of, again, temperature and chemicals, which also shows what's going on with, say, your skin or with a wound, for example. So lots of interesting applications we can see there if we start to apply this creativity, as I said, beyond aesthetics towards really practical applications.
Yeah, I'm thinking about kids' sports. We can see if a kid's overheating and take him off.
Yeah, exactly. Or people that are perhaps unable to communicate with us, maybe the elderly, maybe ill people, this would be able to give us some early indications. I mean, like, it's very similar to sort of like the color changing sort of things, like those band-aids your parents could put on your head to take your temperature, right? That would also change color when you got to a certain point. Well, we can sort of see the same things to sort of keep an eye on the vulnerable among our society too.
Awesome. Well, Bronwyn, thank you so much. I'm going to be looking out for color changing. I remember when they had those tackies that lit up. It was a changer. But this is going to be fascinating for sure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bronwyn Williams is a trends analyst, telling us more about the color-changing clothing that's going to be coming into play. And I use the word play fondly because I think there's some great uses for it, not just from a fashionable perspective, but if you've got small kids and you've got them on the soccer field, you want to know if they're overheating, well, maybe this is the outfit for them.